Today is a new feast in the church, which we celebrated the past couple years, the Feast of Mary, Mother of the Church. We celebrate Mary as our mother. She's not only the mother of the church collectively, but she's the mother of each of us individually. She's our spiritual mother. Jesus says today on the cross to John, his disciple, "Behold your mother." We can reflect on this for a long time, every day throughout our lives. Do I behold Mary's motherhood in my life? Do I see that she's a mother to me every day? In the very concrete details of every life, a mother provides, protects, nourishes, helps to grow. Right? So since we're in Jesus Christ through our baptism, we have Mary as our mother. And she helped Jesus to grow in her womb, to provide, to protect, to nourish him throughout his life. And so she wants to help us grow into Jesus Christ. That's her goal as our mother, to nourish, provide, protect, so that we can grow into Jesus Christ. Do we see that motherhood every day? St. Philip Neri, the Apostle of Joy, the Apostle of Rome, someone once asked him, "Why are you so joyful?" He said, "How could I not be joyful with a mother who is so good to me?" Right, so we have a mother who's so good to us every day. Do I see it? Do I behold Mary's motherhood every day concretely in my life? Just a brief story, maybe more of an embarrassing story. In my more imprudent days, when I was in college, I decided to take a trip down to Mexico without any plans. And I didn't have any housing or anything. Some missionaries of charity just told me to knock on their mother house and ask for a room. And so that's what I did. And surprisingly, even in my weakness of not planning anything, they found me a room with these other religious sisters and had a room perfectly prepared, a dinner spread out for me, just everything provided. Right, so just in that moment, I felt the motherhood of the church, but also Mary's motherhood, that even in our weakness, when we don't provide for ourselves, that Mary is providing for us, and she does that universally. She does that through the sacraments. Everywhere we go throughout the church, the church is a mother to us, and Mary is a mother to us. We can find the sacraments, find the Eucharist, confession, anything we need, that Mary is always providing, and the church is always providing as our mother. So let us see and behold her motherhood in our lives today and always.